Okay, I had gone nose to nose with the cat, when all at once, I saw a pair of big yellow eyes looking at me. And they weren't Mary D. Cat's eyes. That gave me my first clue that they belonged to someone else. And I couldn't think of anyone else I wanted to meet in that canyon on a dark night. Then a second pair of eyes appeared. That gave me my second clue that they belonged to someone else. Mary D. had only one pair of eyes, don't you see? Kitty, I'm afraid we've been found by the coyotes. You're the survival expert around here. What do we do now? I couldn't believe what she said.
Well, it's all over. We're finished.
What do you mean we're finished? What about all your survival tricks? What about tearing out their eyeballs? She gave me a sad smile.
That was just a bluff. It works on dogs, but not on coyotes. Nothing works on coyotes. I'm a dead cat, Harvey, and nothing can save me.
Yeah, but what about...
It's no use. I always knew they'd get me, and they did. But you can make a run for it. They won't follow you.
Me make a... That wouldn't be a very noble thing to do.
No, but who needs to be noble at a time like this?
That's a point. And you're just a cat. The world is full of cats.
That's right. Only one me, but plenty of cats.
I began easing off to the north. Well, Mary D., it was a real pleasure meeting you. I have mixed feelings about running out on you like this, but I think I can live with my feelings. She waved a paw.
Go north until you come to Moonshine Springs. Just west of the spring, you'll find a trail out of the canyon. I'll stall them as long as I can. Goodbye, Harvey. When you get back to civilization, eat a piece of cheese for Mary D. Cat.
I sure will, and thanks for...
Go! Hurry!
Since the coyotes were almost upon us, that seemed good advice. I turned and made a lightning dash up the canyon. Free at last! Boy, that had been a close call. Why, if the cat hadn't... I couldn't believe she'd done that. It was almost enough to force me to rethink my position on cats. I mean, I'd always thought of cats as selfish and... I found myself slowing to a walk. It just wasn't right. Me walking away from danger and leaving a poor, helpless cat to be mauled by cannibals. I mean, I'd had some success in dealing with coyotes before, and maybe I could... You won't believe this, but I found myself reversing directions and heading back down the canyon. I couldn't believe it either. I mean, she was only a cat, and the world was full of cats, and who cared? When I arrived back at the scene, the Coyote Brothers were standing over Mary D. They were licking their chops. They seemed fairly surprised at my sudden appearance. Evening, guys. How's it going? Hey, you found my cat. Thanks a million. I'd love to stay and talk, but we're kind of in a hurry, don't you see? And the brothers glanced at each other and started laughing.
Ha, 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 honk, big stupid for blundering to coyote camp.
Stupid? Hey, I didn't blunder in here. I came to pick up my cat. They got a bigger laugh out of that.
Ha, 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 a plenty stupid, cause coyote not give up cat. And not give up honk, too, cause coyote same guy who made foolish talk from back of truck about coyote mama.
That? Hey, that was nothing. Just a little joke, guys. Honest.
Ha! Little joke on Hunk. How's Hunk now stay for Big Coyote Feast? Oh, boy!
I had sort of expected this. I mean, I hadn't really expected them to let us walk away without an argument. And it just so happened that I had prepared a clever plan. It was a very clever plan, and I knew it would work because I had tried it several times before and it had never failed. The plan rested on my knowledge of the coyote mind. I knew how they thought, see, and I knew their weak spots. Watch this. I waited for him to stop laughing at their good fortune. Then, "You know, Snort, I happen to be familiar with your culture and tradition, and I know that before a major feast, you guys love to fight and gamble and sing." Snort shook his head.
"Eat first, then sing and grumble and fight and sing."
"Now you've got it backwards. The singing and gambling come first because after a big meal, you like to take a nap." They whispered back and forth. Then Snort said,
"Maybe so. Coyote like big nap."
"Right. And as I recall, you guys think you're pretty hot rod singers."
"Not thinking. No, for sure. Coyote berry hop rod singer. Berriest hop rod singers in whole world."
I gave them a careless chuckle. "Yeah, well, that's what I'm leading up to. It's been a while since we went up against each other in a major singing contest, and it happens that I've got a new song that will just blow your drawers off."
Coyote not wear drawers."
"Well, you know what I mean. My song is so good, I'm sure it would beat any song you guys could come up with. That is, if you can come up with a song."
"Ha! Coyote got plenty song. Coyote berry better singest than whole world."
"An idle boast, Snort. Unless you're willing to try it out in a contest that's fair and square." The brothers shook their heads.
"Coyote not give a hoot for fair and square. Coyote like to cheat."
"I know, Snort, but this contest must be fair and square. For you see, if I win the battle of the songs, you must let me and my cat go free."
"Sound pretty crazy."
"Right, but you guys are pretty crazy too."
"Huh. Coyote pretty crazy, all right."
"See, we agree on everything. And just to make sure that the contest is fair and square, I'm going to be the judge because, well, everyone knows that I'm fair and square and impartial. Honest. No kidding. I really am." The brothers held a conference and talked it over. Then Snort said,
"Coyote not care who judge contest, cause coyote win for sure."
"Well, we'll see about that, Snort. I can promise only that I'll be totally fair and square. And you go first." They shook their heads.
"Honk go first. Coyote go fifth."
"You mean second, don't you?" He clubbed me over the head.
"Mean go fifth."
"Okay, fine, that'll work. Well, here goes. You're gonna love this one. It raises a deep philosophical point, Snort, and asks the question, how could a mother skunk love her children?"
"Coyote not give hoot for deep frizzological point. Sing song, then shut up."
"Okay, fine. Here goes." And with that, I sang my new dynamite song, which, by the way, I composed on the spot. It had been more or less inspired by my encounter with Leroy the Skunk.
"I've noticed in the course of years of traveling through this vale of tears, there's several things I've never understood. How tall's the sky, how deep's the sea, and how come God invented me, and how do skunks cope with motherhood? Now a skunk's no friend of mine, I'll say. I'll walk around one any day. If he takes the high road, I'll take the low. I think that everyone agrees that a skunk smells bad in the first degree. So how do they fall in love, do you suppose? Just think about it, contemplate. Who'd ask a skunk out for a date? A date with a skunk couldn't be much fun. A guy would have to be pretty drunk to spend an evening with a skunk, and who could stand the smell to marry one? Imagine the bride in her wedding clothes, wearing a clothespin on her nose, while the groom holds his breath just to survive. And the children came, heaven forbid, could a mother skunk really love those kids? That wouldn't make me glad to be alive. Now what a shock to a young girl's mind, first to fall in love and then to find herself in charge with a brood of little skunks. Now a man would go into a coma, hit the roof or call his mama, "Ma, get over here and help me pack my trunks." But a woman's love, they say, is blind. She'll give it to most any kind of ugly thing she finds in the nursery. If a mother skunk can love those young'uns smelling like a bunch of onions, then a mother's love can't smell, much less see. So the next time you old moms out there are tired of worry, work and care, and wondering if this motherhood really pays, just remember it could be worse, riding to church in the back of a hearse, or being a mama skunk on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you. Be glad you're not a skunk.